Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts
yeah.
Will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will
always
be.
My name is Pac-Man, baby. I love you.
And that is why I love you. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love this song. Well, I figured it was appropriate for Valentine's Day, and I couldn't find anything else that was sweet and lovely for Valentine's Day other than our other songs that we can't tell them about yet. But happy Monday to you all. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope it's going great for all of you.
Well, before some of you drop over to the site and see this and start sending me evil emails about how pink and pretty the site is. It's Valentine's Day, and some of you out there like that stuff. So it's one day. Trust me, we don't like it either. But hey, I figured we'd get in the spirit for Valentine's Day. So try not to. Yeah, I know your eyes are bleeding. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Breathe.
Okay.
Breathe.
Okay. Valentine's Day comes chocolate.
Ooh. See, Ginger puts it in perspective for us.
Mm-hmm. Of course I do.
Chocolate.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. So along with this pink and pretty website that we put together for you for Valentine's Day, we also have, my voice has not quite made it back from the Netherlands. Okay, so nether regions, rather. Wherever. It's been a long weekend. Yeah, Netherlands.
What have you been doing today?
Ooh, you don't want to know. So in addition to that, we have a Valentine's Day giveaway, which I've announced on Twitter already. So if you haven't been following us on Twitter, you're already behind the other people, which, yeah, that's right. What you want to do is drop by our page, look for Valentine's Day giveaway. What we are giving away, lovely, lovely ladies out there, is a evilcontroller.com tee. Remember those people we were talking about with their Girl Gamer Month and all the pink stuff? Well,
it's so cute.
Yeah, well, we said it wasn't cute, and we went over and we told them that it wasn't cute. But we asked for once, because, you know, that's how we roll. But they said, well, we can't give you a controller, but we'd be happy to donate a tee for your Valentine's Day giveaway. So we are passing the savings on to you girls out there. All you got to do, oh, wait a minute, I forgot the other part of the giveaway. 2 full copies, Fallen Earth for you and your honey, with the rocket launchers, the whole package. We've been giving away this all last week and in-game. So for Valentine's Day, we made it easy for you. You don't even have to sign up for the site. All you got to do is send us an email. We will send you the 2 keys and a shirt. Only one person, though, will win this, not 15 of you. It will be chosen at random in a couple of hours. So keep your eye out for the announcement. And it has to be a valid email, and you'll need to check your spam folder, because guess what? After I send this, you have exactly 10 minutes to respond to me before I give it away to somebody else. 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes.
That is awesome.
That's how we roll. Mm-hmm. So, my eyes are bleeding. This side is just too pink. I can't stand it. Oh, Jesus, my eyes. Ginger, do something.
I can't do anything about that.
Yes, you can. That's too pink.
That's not my part. But I can make fun of George Geo Hot Hot.
Do it.
This guy, David and Goliath, this guy is just too much. All right, so Game Politics this morning has a video up. It's a YouTube video. You can go over there and check it out. George Geo Hot Hots. We've been talking about him. This is the guy who Sony is trying to sue him for jailbreaking the PS3, right? Well, as if, you know, all this stuff going down and the judge ordering him to turn his hard drive over to Sony isn't enough, he's decided to taunt them just a little bit more.
By doing what, Ginger?
Being incredibly stupid. This is like the Leroy Jenkins of the whole Sony trial. Seriously. Guy, I don't know what's wrong with you. So, all right, there are some not safe for work lyrics in this. I don't know if I'll read the whole thing, but anyways, pretty much George Geohot decides to make a rap and post it up on YouTube, a video of him rapping about being sued by Sony. Yeah, I think I'll just read this one paragraph because I think this sums up how incredibly out of touch this guy is. So it starts off with, let's take this out of the courtroom and into the streets. I'm a beast, at least you'll face me in the Northeast. Get my ire up, light my fire. I'll go harder than Eminem went at Mariah. Call me a liar, pun in the but I'm going to substitute words here. With no lube, casing, you're fooking with the dude who got the keys to your safe. Those that can't do bring suits. Cry to your Uncle Sam to settle disputes. Thought you tackled this with a little more tact. But then again, fudge packers, I don't know Jack. So I'm thinking he's probably not only just taunted Sony and several other game makers, but there are going to be plenty of other gamers out there who are a little bit riled up about this, I think. I just think the guy just ought to take his lickings, get it over with, apologize, and hope for the best, because I don't think he's going to win this. And especially not with this kind of outburst. I think the judge is going to see this and see him as some overgrown kid, punk maybe even. And it's not going to set well. If you're being sued, you should keep your nose clean. You should keep
Not just that, but it's... The smart thing to do, as Ginger and I were discussing before the show, would be to ask for a job.
Yeah.
That's what's happened with other hackers when they say, you know, this is the amount of skill I have, and I'm, you know, just a regular person, Joe Schmo out in the street. You might want to have me on your team. They usually end up with a job, and that's what you want, not to be labeled as somebody unsafe, because what's going to happen is you're going to get a reputation. You're a hacker. You got a big mouth. Nobody's going to want to hire you to work with anything that has a computer in it. You got to be smart, people. You know, I'm not advocating hacking, but if you're going to do something stupid, follow it up with something smart if you manage to get national press. Say something like, you know, oh, well, I just wanted to illustrate how easy it was to do so, and I would love to work for the company and help them make it harder to do so. You know, it would benefit you to have me on your team because I know what the other guys would do that are actually malicious. You know, I wasn't being malicious. Come on. You're telling me all you have sense enough to do is hack? You don't have common sense? I know common sense is not common, but God, idiot. Anyway.
So, George, as amusing as you think you are, we don't think you're so cute.
Yeah, you're messing with my stuff.
And other companies aren't going to want to hire you for your skills either with this kind of attitude.
Nope, nope, nope.
You're just ostracizing yourself. Not good.
Amen. Okay, so... I forgot about my news story. Oh yeah, this one here, Dragonica. Those of you who've been listening to the news have heard us talk about Dragonica. Well, tomorrow, Awakening of the Ice Dragon, their latest expansion, goes live tomorrow. They're saying you're going to see the release of a huge variety of new features. They're saying the expansion, of course, will go live Tuesday. I want to say tomorrow, make sure Tuesday, February the 15th, and will include a level cap raise to 75, an entire new continent, and a wide range of new features based around in-game markets and auctions. The biggest addition in Awakening of the Ice Dragon is the brand new ice continent, Pagosia. As the name suggests, large portions of Pagosia are entombed in ice, and its frosty appearance enhanced by the spooky spectral creatures that live in its fresh landscape. Seasoned heroes from level 62 upwards will find a large quantity of new maps in Pagosia, filled with the new sets of both hero and daily quests, providing more than enough challenges for players racing to the new maximum character level of 75. Dragonica with Awakening of the Ice Dragon will also see features for Dragonica players who are not quite as eager to race to the level cap as soon as possible. That would be people like me. Three new dungeons called Citadel of Torment, Wolves Den, and Underground Graveyard will be available for any players between the levels of 15 and 40. Furthermore, the new F7 strategic defense mode in mission maps, which challenges players to defend their stone by creating defensive structures and attacking monsters, is available for players above level 48. Again, this will be released tomorrow, and Dragonica is a free-to-play MMO. Free. Did I mention it was free?
We like free.
And because we love you guys so much, we even put this up in every possible language that we can. It's a Turkish, Polish, French, and German. If you speak any of those languages and you only kind of marginally understand English, go check it out. Because we love you.
We do love y'all very much. Mm-hmm. We brought y'all Betsy.
Yes,
all right,
yes.
So we had a little bit of help, but... All right, so some interesting news. I'm pulling this from, actually, Yahoo News from their tech section. They say Microsoft upgrade to let phones connect to the Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah. Looks like Microsoft hooked up with Nokia phones a while back. And now they're hoping to connect their phone software to the Xbox this year, too. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. They're also planning other improvements. That include a faster web browser and quicker switching between phone applications. This is awesome. Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer announced the upgrades Monday in a keynote speech at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain. That is awesome. Friday, Nokia said that it was going to ditch its smartphone software in favor of using Windows Phone 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Smart move.
Mm-hmm. Microsoft Corp showed a video of three people using an Xbox game console with a Kinect camera. One of them standing in front of the camera, dodged balls that appear on the TV screen sent by the other two players from their Windows phones. That's interesting. That's kind of cool. But anyways, all right, so that's the whole story. Hopefully we'll hear more about that fairly quickly. I'd like to see exactly what they are going to be implementing with that. What kind of games you're going to be seeing, what kind of other programs. It's kind of neat.
And it is. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry. I'm all in shock. Wow. Okay. So we've been telling you about watching what's going on with the people over it. Why can't I think of the name? The Guitar Hero people. I'm having some serious, I think I killed some brain cells during the weekend playing Fallen Earth, I swear.
It was the
toilet tank gin.
It was a toilet tank gin, it wasn't the brain rot?
No, it was a brain rot coupled with the toilet tank gin.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, wow.
You guys were there, y'all missed it.
Harmonix, thank you.
Harmonix
has announced some songs. I have to have these for Dance Central. Will be available tomorrow for download in the Xbox Live Marketplace. I have to have these, each and every one of them, I swear. they're saying that... hang on, I'm trying to get caught up here. They have a full set list, of course, which we've already placed up on the site. The new downloadable content that will be available tomorrow will be the quintessential 1981 funk hit Super Freak from Rick James, and I'm not going to say the last word of that comes from Dave Chappelle, will hit. The song, of course, is listed in the Rolling Stone magazine's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Also, a song I used to hear often as a child in my house over and over, that's why I have to have it, Nostalgia. Le Freak from Chic will also be available. And some of you might want to sit down. Missy Elliott, the only female rapper to have 6 platinum albums, will make her debut on Dance Central tomorrow with We Run This from her 2005 album, The Cookbook. And A. Marie, who I also love with her song, Heard 'em All. I love that song, too.
Ooh.
And you know, those are going to be some sweat inducers. That's a good exercise right there.
I'm not going to be able to move for a week. It's going to be horrible. Pretty great, though.
Yes. Now, the horcrux, I'm bringing back that word from last year from us. The horcrux is it's 240 Microsoft points per song. That's like the price of a whole new game when I get done buying these, all 4 of them. Yeah, for Microsoft. But I must have. Again, Dance Central is rated 12 and over. Please remember that. And I don't believe they blur out any words. And we know that Missy Elliott's mouth is, you know.
Yeah, huh? Well, didn't they just say, though, they weren't going to be releasing any more music for that?
Well, apparently they need the money. You guys are griping because they're having to go away or they're having issues or, you know, you might want to pick this one up, help them out, send them some dollars. Look, I'm holding charity for Harmonix.
you can't get rid of our Dance Central. We love it.
Well, I was, as they were starting to lose me, but these songs are like fourth songs I love. I cannot hear them and not dance. Wow.
That's the way you do it, too. You bring in songs we cannot resist.
Thanks, harmonics.
Mm-hmm.
I might even have a 90-second video for you guys up on the site here in a little bit. Not sure yet, but give me a minute.
Is it of Corey?
No, it is from Dance Central. You are so evil. Why are you so evil?
Because that would be awesome.
That's evil. Why would I do that? Why?
Because it'd be fun.
No.
All right. So, all right. I have to admit something. I bash on Bejeweled a lot, but I love me some Mahjong. And it's now coming to my iPhone and iPod Touch. Oh, yes. Arcadium further expands Mahjong Dimensions franchise with mobile app for the iPhone and iPod Touch.
Well, wait. So you're not a Bejeweled person. Whatever.
No. I'm not a grandma.
Hey!
Arcadium, a leading game developer, today announced that the company is partnering with Backflip Studios, the producer of hit iPhone games such as Ragdoll Blaster and Paper Toss, to release the latest Arcadium's popular Mahjong Dimensions franchise, a new Mahjong Dimensions app for the iPhone and iPod Touch. The success of Arcadium's Mahjong Dimensions on game portals across the web and on popular brand websites has led to the creation of a social game on Facebook, a downloadable game, and now an app for the iPhone and iPod Touch. Initially launched as a web game in 2009, in January 2010, it was introduced as a social game on Facebook. Oh, I never saw that. I gotta find that. And quickly grew to reach more than 1 million players in less than 3 months. Today marks its first foray into Apple's iPhone and iPod Touch devices. Ah, this is awesome. Kenny Rosenblatt, CEO of Arcadium, says, "We're excited to be partnering with Backflip Studios, a successful developer of hit iPhone games, to bring Mahjong Dimensions to the iPhone and iPod Touch for the very first time. Our Mahjong Dimensions players want the game to be everywhere they are, and we're excited to see the franchise continue to expand." Oh, I've got to get this for my phone. I'm looking to see if I can find a price. Oh, yes, here we go. The new Mahjong Dimensions app, which includes a tutorial and one-level pack for the iPhone and iPod Touch, is available for free download on the iTunes Store right now. Players can also choose to upgrade and purchase additional levels for 99 cents. The app is available in the iTunes Store right now. So head over there. That sounds awesome. Ooh, the full version comes with more than 60 levels and hours of gameplay, it says.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember I told you we were going to find out about the Best Buy program for you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I gave them a call this morning.
Yeah.
And left them a message.
Is there a catch?
There is a catch.
First,
I want to say thank you to Aaron over at Edelman for getting back to us so quickly in time for the news. But my name is not Chloe. Sorry, it's Corey. You call me Chloe. But the catch is, lovely people, it only applies to items purchased at Best Buy. There is a time limit as well. You might want to go over to their site and check it out before you go rushing into the store. I think there's like TV has been have purchased in the last 24 months or 12 months or 6 months. I didn't quite get a chance to look over it. But if you go over to their site, they do have a whole section. They've got a video that explains how it works. But that specific question that we told you we'd find out is it only applies to items that were purchased at Best Buy. So you cannot bring your iPhone that you bought at the Walmart over to the Best Buy trying to sell it.
I knew there had to be a catch. See, and I don't buy anything from them because they're 3 times overpriced.
Well, Best Buy, sorry, we call it like we see it.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you are willing to part ways with a nice Galaxy Tab, we will be very, very nice to you at least for a year. No, okay, anyway. we are not above being bribed, I'm just saying.
I'm not.
Like if you gave they gave you an iPad, you wouldn't be nice.
No. Not that my favorite site has it much cheaper.
I said free. See, that's a difference. Free. Like I said, we're not above being bribed. That's different. Okay, so while that was my quick tidbit because it just popped into my mailbox. You people are not joking about this Valentine's Day business. What is this?
I know. It's all over the place.
No, I mean the I announced the contest. You guys are already loose. I love it. I love it when you guys are on point. Love it.
Very nice.
Well, here's my full news story. It comes from GamePolitics.com. Texas law enforcement is complaining about the call of Juarez, the cartel that's coming out this summer. Unlike previous releases in the series, the cartel is set in present day and focuses on the bloody road trip from L.A. to Juarez, Mexico. While the description of this mature-rated game may not shock gamers, the modern-day setting combined with the title has rubbed the law enforcement officials in South Texas the wrong way. You know, if you guys live here in Houston and you saw the video with them attacking the kid who clearly got out of his car and laid down on the ground with his hands behind his head, you know that anything rubs Texas law enforcement officials the wrong way, even when you're doing what you're supposed to. This comes from Chief Carlos Garcia here in Texas. He says that any game involving organized crime sets a bad example. Unfortunately, there are companies that are looking to capitalize on the violent situation in Mexico, which has had a very negative impact on the country. There have been spillover cases in certain areas of our country with cases of kidnappings and murders. This is a serious topic, and this is just another violent video game. Mr. Garcia... Mr. Garcia, I'm really 100% certain that people that are deciding to perpetrate these types of crimes are not using video games as a guideline. Do you know how long it would take them to plan out a kidnapping, a murder, or how to get over the border playing through the game? Do you know how long it would take?
I think he missed the point. Well, I think he said the point, and it was totally oblivious to him. It is just another violent video game.
Exactly.
Now, they're out there. People have played them for years. It does not make people join gangs. It does not make them go do drugs. It does not make them do this, that, or the other. And, frankly, I hate to say it. I don't want to be mean, but the people who are doing this aren't playing these games.
That's what I said. They're not sitting down planning out.
They probably don't even own a system like this.
They don't care about it. They're doing whatever they're doing. That's bad. So
I'm pretty sure, you know, video games is not exactly what, you know, the whole gangster lifestyle is all about.
It's a roadmap of how to become a gangster.
I'm sure video games are going to teach you that.
Yes, and developers, of course, are all gangsters, so they know exactly how to do it. People,
come on.
That's like me watching a movie that's like me watching Superman in a movie and saying, that's going to teach me how to fly. No, it's fiction. Come on, people.
You mean everything we don't see, or everything we see in games and on TV isn't real? Isn't reality?
It's all real, and we're too dumb to know the difference.
Oh, my God. Probably Lost is real, too.
Yes, people really got lost at first.
Guys, sometimes I really, really had to hang my head in shame for being from Texas.
This is not just Texas. This is everywhere. People are crazy.
That is true. People are crazy.
Some of you out there are not wrapped too tight. Just be a better officer. How about you stop attacking kids on the ground with their hands behind their heads and kicking them in the head, and then we'll talk about you worrying about violent video games. And that wasn't fake. That was real. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I totally agree.
Ginger, what you got?
All right. Well, I'm going to go back to Valentine's Day. This is just a short little thing. But starting on Valentine's Day, which is, you know, today, and only for a week, you can download Nick's Quest for $1.99.
That's what. Yay!
Like they said, the offer is limited, which, you know, I assume that's why they said only for a week. So please be sure to get your copy when it's on discount. Nick's Quest is a multiple award-winning platform game for PC and Mac. Fly with Nyx across the ruins of the ancient Greece and her dangerous search for her dearest friend, Icarus. Use the powers of Zeus and the gods from Olympus and use them wisely in order to help Nyx to complete her epic adventure. Cast rays, command the winds, control the fire, fight the Hydra, surf the blazing sands, and modify the environment as you have never experienced before.
Amen and hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. So you want to see some screenshots, maybe even a trailer, you can head over to nyxquest.com, which is NYXQUEST.com.
Well... I'm going to get in trouble for this one. Well,
what happened was.
I'm going to be in huge trouble for this one. But y'all know I love me some Top Model and some fashion. I'm sorry. Trivola. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. Trivola is pleased to announce that it's extending its range of games from the European Nintendo DSi shop. In addition to popular applications such as Puzzle Wildlife and Puzzle Deedle, the company's first simulation, y'all know I love some simulators, takes players into the glittering world of high fashion and style. Model Academy is their next title. It's a dazzling haute couture adventure in which, I hate when they put the word girls in, just players will be fine, because some little boys out there do grow up to be fashion designers. Oh, I don't know. Should we name some? There's tons of them.
And quite famous.
And quite
making
famous.
Making lots of money.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have my Kenneth Cole, who's a guy, sitting next to me on the floor. Thank you. Okay, so apparently you can launch your own modeling career, complete with your own styling sessions, photo shoots, personal fitness coach, all using the DS Touch Pen. Haha. Model Academy is the first in a series of plans to build titles around beauty and lifestyle to launch through the Nintendo DSi shop in 2011. Trivola will also be launching its first products for WiiWare soon. Give you a quick rundown. It says on the first day, the up-and-coming young models have a busy diary after Nick, the model agent, has shown players around the agency. There's the first styling session with Gigi, the makeup artist, because all makeup artists are named Gigi. The players are whisked off to their first photo shoot where they will have to show what they can do in front of the camera. The player perfects her pose by touching the arrow buttons as they pop up. A great photo enhances the player's own comp card and helps land that all-important assignment with a famous designer. But models also have to stay in shape, and a personal fitness coach is on hand to put them in their through their paces. I don't know about this one. It's going to cost 500 Nintendo DSi points. It comes in English, German, French, Italian, and Spanish. You know, I got to say that we talked to people that made the top model game, and they sent us a copy. It was not that great. They didn't get Miss Tyra's stamp of approval, so none of the people are in the game. And the things that I thought they should have done, those of you who have a Wii will get this. You have the Wii balance board. I didn't understand why they didn't use that for the exercise portions of the game and the runway walking. I'm actually giving a review here on the air, and we have 2 minutes before a break. Shut up, Corey. Okay.
I was with you right up until they said personal trainers for these models, and I was thinking, what? Wait, I want to know exactly how harsh these personal trainers are and what kind of view they're going to be sending girls who might play this, or hell, even boys for that matter. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. So
don't worry about that.
I will tell you guys the hands down best simulator game that kind of falls in this category actually is on Facebook, Star Fever Agency. Kid you not. And I've seen plenty of men play it, plenty of women. And it's actually a very good game. It's not supposed to be made to be girly specific. It is based around the industry. Period. You know, the movie star industry. And it's not about being female. It's just about knowing how to put stuff together if you like to do that. Some people, guys are in PR that like that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. Stop with the girl thing. We don't always want to do the makeup and stuff. I want to torture my model. I want to make her go to a photo shoot when she's only had an apple.
I want to play The Sims and put them all in the pool and then build a wall around it.
I do. They're just evil terrorists. You got to take the break. Really?
A little bit evil.
I know. Shh, believe me. Okay, it's okay.
I love you, Sean Bowman.
Oh, my God. Want to know who Sean Bowman is? You got to play Fallen Earth with us. We'll be giving out keys all day, but the big one with the shirt you'll only get directly from us. Okay, we got to go take a break. Sean Bowman. Poor Sean Bowman.
Ah, he asked for it. He likes it.
You need some sexy shots on today.
Mm-hmm.
Going out to
a couple of love taps with my ex is all.
But just going out to you, Sean Bowman.
Mm-hmm. I'll be looking for you later, honey.
From her ex.
My ex, your head.
Right?
Yeah. I'm still going to think I'm fucking him.
See, now that was a quick break. You know, the funny thing is I used to stay up all night listening to the radio and calling into the radio station, and the guy actually made me do that one night, what I just did for their local radio station.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And they use it for a long time. I should have gotten paid for that. I was young. I didn't know any better. Anyway.
it's my turn, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. So you Halo Reach fans, I've got some good news for you. The battle for Reach rages on this March with the Halo Reach Defiant Map Pack.
Woot, woot.
Oh, yeah. Three new multiplayer battlefields arrive for the most critically acclaimed shooter of 2010. So it starts out with Spartans. Ready for your... Are you okay over there?
Yes.
All right. Not quite sure what's going on. Anyways, Spartans, ready for your assault rifles and prepare... ready your assault rifles and prepare to take the fight to new fronts. The Covenant crushed human defenses on Reach, but the fight for humanity's survival still rages on in three brand new battlefields set on the doomed planet. With maps set on a giant orbital station high above the burning surface of the planet, hidden inside the forest of a military wilderness training facility, and wrapped in the remnants of a civil inside a civilian mining site, the Defiant map pack brings awesome new environments for firefight, matches, and all competitive multiplayer modes. All right, so what do we have? We have Condemned. Condemned takes place aboard Orbital Station Gamma, a massive space station high in orbit above the planet Reach. Prior to the Covenant's overwhelming invasion, Orbital Station Gamma provided long-range communications for the UNSC fleets and a vital lifeline between Reach and Earth. During the Battle of Reach, the station suffered terrible punishment at the hands of the Covenant, but a few fortified sections remain intact, fully pressurized, and ready for combat. Condemned supports 6 to 12 players and a variety of action-packed game types, including Team Slayer, Team Objective, and Free-for-All. It also looks like we have Highlands. Highlands takes place on the top-secret military wilderness training preserve on Reach. The preserve is a large, wooded area with Spartan super soldiers trained long before the war with the Covenant... What the Covenant began? I think they meant when the Covenant began. All right. Anyways, during the Battle of Reach, the preserve was the site of key battles when the alien invaders and a group of Spartans who used their familiarity with these UNSC training grounds to significant tactical advantage. But not everyone who enters these woods makes it out alive. Highlands expands the fight with massive scale engagements for 8 to 16 players in Big Team Battle, Team Slayer, and Team Objective. And lastly, but not least, we have Unearthed. Unearthed takes the battle for Reach to a large titanium mine and refinery located in the civilian sector of the planet. This particular mine was built to take advantage of the exposed titanium inside a massive meteor crater. The titanium produced here is used in much of the UNSC hardware from the chassis of the Warthog to the meters-thick armor plating of capital ships like the UNSC Pillar of Autumn. While this facility was quickly abandoned when the Covenant arrived on Reach, it still has significant tactical and economic value, and it won't be long before both humans and Covenant return to battle for control. Unearthed allows up to 4 players to launch a counter-assault against the Covenant in firefight modes such as generator defense. So that is awesome. I'm looking for a price, and I'm not seeing one. But I'm sure you can head over to, I think it's probably Halo.com or...
Microsoft website.
Microsoft.com to find out. But I'm not seeing anything. They really should give this to us.
Oh, they don't give you a price because they know these Halo people are going to buy it regardless.
No. They should just give it to me. there we go. Available in March. Xbox Live for 800 Microsoft points.
Good God.
All new achievements worth a total of 150 game score.
150, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, I'm done. Moving along.
Seriously, send it to me.
Amazing.
Ginger Game Matrix.
Well, former University of Nebraska quarterback Sam Keller is heading to Pasadena, California this week to watch his lawyers argue before the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Keller's lawyers will appear before the appeals court to argue that a lower court decision that EA and the NCAA should not receive special protection under the First Amendment and that Keller's lawsuit should go forward and should be upheld. Wow, words left out of this. So the appeal is the result of February 10th decision by the U.S. District Court Judge Claudia Wilkinson. In that case, the judge refused to give EA the free speech protection to dismiss the lawsuit. Let me see if I can... Keller's victory would change the way the NCAA handles future licensing. Currently, college sports stars are prohibited from receiving any kind of compensation, compensation while the organization rakes in millions of dollars a year off licensing titles, athletes, stadiums, and uniforms. Keller's attorneys have suggested in the past that the NCAA set up a trust fund with proceeds from the lawsuits going to benefit the athletes who want a slice of the pie that the NCAA has kept to itself for many years. While EA and the NCAA are hoping the opposite of Keller's lawyers, they are receiving support from Hollywood movie studios, ESPN, and even comic book legal defense funds. stop it, Ginger. These groups see Keller's case as troubling for future artistic works that rely on celebrity images. The film Forrest Gump is thrown around as an example of work that would have been severely limited if Keller's lawsuit were the precedent of today. Allowing Player's lawsuit to go forward will threaten future movie productions, the Motion Picture Association of America wrote in support of EA. I am on the fence about this one. These are kids, as far as I know, did not give their permission for their likeness to be used. It's different when it's when footage and things like in Forrest Gump was public domain because it was on TV. And these kids, I know a lot of them are playing basketball on TV, but you're still they're still kids, and it's not right. In all honesty, the entities that taped a lot of the Forrest Gump footage are still around. They could very well have come after you and said you can't use our footage. So I don't think that's a good example, honestly.
No, I don't think it is.
I think they're, and if nobody's familiar with the case, basically it's the NCAA sports games that you all are playing that has the college players in it. They don't get, the college players don't get any of that money. That all goes to the NCAA, and God only knows what they're doing with it, buying Mercedes and beach houses and yachts out in the Pacific. And these kids are making them tons of money. And sometimes you have to think about something else. If this kid goes on and breaks his leg or something, or he gets hurt or, you know, paralyzed from playing sports, they're not coming to his aid and paying his medical bill saying this is what we're doing with this money. They're just over there living fat. So I don't think it's right. Sorry, movie industry, you're wrong in this one. Can't back you.
I agree. I agree quite a bit.
So give
these kids are getting the short end of the stick, and that's just not fair.
Yeah, or at least offer to, like, I like the trust fund idea. At least, you know, if they get hurt, then you should be saying, okay, well, since you're hurt, you get some residuals off the game, something. This is just, this is robbing them.
Yeah.
What if they decided not to play? What if they said every time there's a camera in the room, we're not going to play? We're going to go old school like high school and say no cameras, no televise anything. If you turn a camera on, we're just going to stand there on the field. What would you do then? EA, NCAA, what would you do? I'm organizing a protest. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to see something like that happen. I'd like to actually see what happens.
I would love to see that. I'd love to turn on TV and see them just standing there on the court holding a ball going, hey, hey, we're not getting paid. You're getting paid. Why don't you come out here and play? Why don't you come out here and break your leg?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because a lot of these kids, that's exactly what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear about the masses of them that go in and get hurt right off the bat and then don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Never make it out of a college basketball or football or whatever it is they play.
Mm-hmm.
At least insure them something.
Something, yes. All right, everybody knows I love me some Lego games. There's just something about flying pieces going everywhere.
Especially,
you know, if it's, you know, the first time I'm playing with and they get ahead of me just a little bit and I shoot them back ahead and they're little everywhere. It's great. Yeah, I may be evil. Anyways, these two lovebirds found each other amidst a galactic civil war and are wishing you and your colleagues a Valentine's Day worthy of a Jedi. I cannot believe they were that so cute, though. Uh-huh. Han and Leia aren't just here to remind us of Valentine's Day. We're happy to announce that both characters will be appearing as unlockable characters in LEGO Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars, releasing March 25th. You can also get a sneak peek of Han and Leia at the official website of the game. If you haven't checked out the website yet, you're missing out. So I'm looking for the website, LEGOStarWars.com looks like. Play with other players, solve puzzles together, dance with General Grievous, and unlock a ton of cool Star Wars characters in the coolest LEGO Star Wars website in the galaxy. Oh, yeah, I gotta go do this.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, and there's even codes for you. Yeah, I guess I should give those to you. All right, so to unlock each character, you have to head over to LEGOStarWars.com, hit enter. Because, you know, that's always a big thing. You'll then be prompted to enter a password. After entering the password below, hit enter again. Cupid would be proud. All right, so for Han Solo, It's a Nerf herder. Oh, yes, Nerf, as in, like, you know, those Nerf bats you beat people with. And herder, the thing you do with sheep. And Princess Leia, your worshipfulness. You know what they call me every time they see me? Your worshipfulness. Yes. At least that's what they will be soon calling me in Fallen Earth. So,
Oh, no, ma'am!
We'll be announcing more characters as we approach our 25th of March release date. So stay tuned for even more reveals. So again, you want to find out more about that, LegoStarWars.com. It's for Han Solo again, Nerf Herder, one word, but all together, NERFHERDER. And for Princess Leia, your, YOUR, worshipfulness, WORSHIPFULNES. Oh, wait, S, there's an extra S, NESS.
You're out of control today, no ma'am.
I'm out of control every day, great.
Well, I got some interesting news.
Yeah?
About Earthrise. Yay. good God, the names. Telia Sonera, I'm assuming that they're Italian, but they're probably not. International Carry today announced that its managed data center service has been selected by Masthead Studios for a 3-year deal to provide the gaming platform for Earthrise, a next-generation post-apocalyptic MMORPG released in February. Curious. The partnership sees Telia Sonera International Carrier providing a worldwide connectivity solution for New York, which includes IP connectivity, co-location, lease servers, and management. With Earthrise being an MMORPG, the Bulgarian-based game studio needed an IP carrier with the ability to serve the needs of a high volume of players online simultaneously, offering high capacity and resilience against latency. That's called lag, for those of you who don't know that.
Lag monsters got me.
Lag. Through Telia Sonera International Carriers, gosh, you got to stop with the polar press releases. We heard your name the first time. Individually designed server leasing, hosting, and management solution installed in its New York data center, Masthead has been able to geographically locate their game where fans will have the best quality service possible. While the majority of Masthead's customers are based here in the U.S., Telia Sonera International Carriers, good God, infrastructure and connections are amongst the top globally, enabling gamers in Western Europe to also receive the utmost level of online playability. If you are not playing, I was about to say Fallen Earth. Wow, sorry. Earthrise.
You should be.
I have not played Earthrise, so I'm not going to make any comparisons, but you... So you can go over check them out at play-earthrise.com and, of course, through select distribution partners, probably on Steam or some other couple places. But I go there first. Check them out. See if you like it. Let us know.
All right. Bear with me on this next one. I'm reading it purely because the name is going to make me laugh. Pew-pew. I kid you not, is a game where two people use two microphones to control one jetpack-equipped shape-shooting spaceman soon to be released on Xbox Live Indie Games.
Innovative. Tape.
I know, right?
Oh, the trailer will be up in just a second, I hope, because it's not hosted on YouTube. I'm sorry, go ahead, continue.
Using their voice, each player controls a unique aspect of a recently divorced cyber explorer named Samson. Through a coordinated series of grunts, groans, pews, and pops, oh my god, players fight to destroy the increasingly overwhelming geometric onslaught. That is crazy. All right, so you want to find out more about Pew 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 Pew. You can head over to their blog, incredibleape.com/blog.
And we have a video up for you in just a second. Yes, the title of it will be Pew Pew.
Pew Pew, Pew Pew, Pew Pew, Pew Pew Pew.
How many pews is that, Ginger?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 pews.
Oh my god. You people are out of control.
Oh, that is epic. I think we had to get it just for the name.
Yes, well, unfortunately, that means time for us. At least we end with you laughing, hopefully. Pew, 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 pew. You're going to be walking around all day doing that, sorry.
oh, what are you playing? Oh, I'm playing pew pew.
I'm playing pew pew. What level are you on?
Oh my God.
Well, we will see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Remember, keep entering for the contest. Yeah, some of you are going a little crazy. Hope you win. I'll be announcing the winner sometime afternoon. I'm not going to tell you exactly when. Okay, I'll tell you when. No, I'm not. Okay, anyway, have a good Valentine's Day. Stay out of trouble. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Oh, those of you who are still waiting on your rocket launcher keys, we do have them for you. We shut down the store so we can give you the last group, and then the rest we'll give away today because we love you so much. Anybody want to date my avatar?
Girl, don't even get started on that.